All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Wife Beater episode, episode 12 of Bella Boys Podcast.
This is 12 already?
Yeah, we're on 12.
Damn.
But today we are joined by K-pop star. What's your name, Ben? Oh, it's shit. Introduce yourself.
I'm Ben. What else do you want me to say, dude?
Well, there's more to just Ben.
Recently employed.
Recently employed, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone, recently employed Benjamin O.
That's fucked, bro. That's fucked.
It's not fuck. Fuck working, bro. Come on. Okay, Benjamin O. Yeah.
Yeah, Ben O.
Finally yeah, he was brought back due to popular demand. You guys love Ben.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, also, if you didn't notice, we have a new setup. We're in a new apartment. Ben is now our roommate because he got a job and he can afford to pay rent.
Yeah, yes, thank God. Sir.
Yeah, so, you know, Ben is now with us 24/7, 365.
Yep.
I just want to get this topic off the hand, off the chest, off the dome. But EDC happened this past weekend.
Dude, stop.
And I swear to God, I've never had FOMO in my life. I swear to God, I've never had FOMO in my life until we watched the EDC live watch party on YouTube. Dude. And I was like, oh my God, I should just be there right now.
Stop.
And I was so sad.
Not gonna lie, I was a little bit happy when that Alan Walker shit happened. They closed down the set.
Oh, like you were like, yeah, you were like, ah, thank God, like, some shit happened. But then you realize there's 16 stages and they could have just walked to another stage.
Yeah, bro. When I was watching that like whole Friday, like for those of you guys who don't know, like one of the stages like had to get evacuated because of like a wind concern. And we were watching that shit live and like there's like fucking like sirens bleeping, like evacuate the stage or whatever. Yeah. And all of us were thinking like, dude, thank God we didn't go this year. Like, you know, we lucked out. And then, like, an hour later, like, everyone's just fucking partying again. Yeah. Like, dude, fuck, bro. Like, dude, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. We're going to go to EDC next year.
No, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. But that shit was crazy.
The lineup next year could literally be my grandma and my dog. I'm still fucking going. I don't give a fuck, bro. Honestly, dude, what the fuck?
I will literally sell my kidney if I have to go.
Dude, yeah, fuck money. We're going. I don't give a fuck. We missed out too hard this year. That's crazy. Yeah.
The FOMO. FOMO was too crazy. But anyways, yeah, Ben got a job. What do you do now?
I'm an intern for an electric vehicle company. I do manufacturing engineering.
How hard was it for you to find the first job?
It took a while, but only because my resume was shit. Aaron could back me up on this.
Yeah.
Aaron took a look and he was like, what the fuck am I seeing?
Yeah, I thought a kindergarten made that shit.
Yeah, bro, that was a crazy resume, Ben. Yeah, I'm speechless. I like, no shots fired, but I could have written a better resume in elementary school. Like, dead ass.
Hear me out. I thought employers wouldn't want to see fucking, like, all the bullshit that I've done in my courses, but clearly writing whatever the fuck I had was better than leaving it out.
All right. For any of you who are looking for jobs right now or internships, if your resume has blank space like Ben's did, it's not a good resume. You just got to fill it up with bullshit.
Yeah.
Just fill it up with whatever bullshit you can. Make sure it's like credible bullshit though. Don't just write like fucking random shit.
I don't know. I bullshitted mine. Low keys. Well, like how credible?
With like credible shit. Like don't leave blank space. Yeah, that's the thing. But Ben's resume had a bunch of, he literally had bullet points where it was like three words long.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like there's this whole ass like other part of the fucking paper that you didn't fill out. And it just looks like ass, bro. Like, what are you doing?
You said assisted dad.
No, dead ass. Yeah. He literally like helped father. Done. Like, bitch, how, bro? How did you help your dad? Like, come on.
No, but that shows how, like, important that is, though. Because after Aaron fixed it, that shit.
Yeah, dude, I kept getting calls back, and, like, I started hearing from more companies.
Yeah.
Straight up. If y'all don't know how to write your resume, go to the UC Berkeley website, and fucking find their resume templates. That shit helps.
Yeah, that's true. That's how I did my first resume.
Yeah. I don't know. I just Googled how to do a resume. And
dude, when I Googled my fucking field on resumes, I saw all their fucking shit and I was like, bro, my shit don't compare, dude.
Yeah, so the answer was to leave a blank. That's the right answer. If you can't fill it up, just leave it blank, according to Ben.
I try to make it as concise as possible. Clearly the wrong move.
Nah, but so like you've been working how long now? Like a month?
A month.
Like how has your life changed since working your first job?
Getting money is nice. Like having the ability to spend like your money freely, because I would be supported by my parents before. Mm-hmm. And like I would try to limit as much as I can on how much I could spend. Because like I realize how much work they put in to like put money on the table, food on the table, all that shit. But yeah, working with disposable income, nice.
Ben, you're a little too crazy with the money, yeah. To be honest. To be completely honest, you're a little too crazy. Like me and Adrian were talking about this, but like, dude, like just because you got a job doesn't mean you can spend $5 on a lint roller when you can buy it for a dollar. Like me and Adrian were talking about this again, but like literally what Ben does is, if he needs something, he's like, we'll just buy it on Amazon. He doesn't give a fuck about what price it is. All he cares about is that it's from Amazon.
Dude, it's convenient.
It can literally be a fucking butt plug for like $300. You can buy it at a sex store for like $30. You're like, nah, bro, Amazon, bro. 2-day shipping, $300. Fuck yeah, I don't give a fuck. But Ben just does not care about money. Like, price tags aren't a thing to him right now.
This motherfucker, I do like he's Jeff Bezos no, right now. No, literally, bro.
You might as well work for Amazon at this point, bro. God damn. Like,
hey, Amazon got a good ass business model, bro. Front door delivery, dude.
Yeah, for dumbasses like you, bro.
I swear to God, one time you had like 3 packages come in. You're holding them like, what the fuck did you order? It's like, this shit I need, dude. Like, it's what I need.
Dude, I got masks. I got fucking like cooking utensils. That shit is vital, bro.
Yeah, but you can get that shit so much cheaper at like other stores.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, sorry. Key takeaway is when you get your first job, money's nice, but don't let it get to your head like that.
Motherfucker's about to walk in with a Range Rover next week.
It's like I got off Amazon, dude. 2-day shipping, bro. Come on.
Range Rover to my front door. I'm fucking down. I get that. Well, I don't get that because I don't make enough money. But, like, you know, making money for yourself was nice for sure.
Yeah. But, like, working in general is stressful as fuck. I'll be honest. Aaron did tell me about this earlier. But, like, working for another company and, like, all their processes depend on you. That shit is stressful as fuck. Because recently I had like a system fail on me and I'm like an intern. So like I'm studying under some other engineer, right?
Okay.
But like that engineer was out and we're a smaller company. So like I had to try to figure shit out on my own. Things were getting backlogged. It was like bottlenecking at my fucking station. So like I had to fucking figure out a whole bunch of other shit in order to like get shit running back.
I don't know, bro. After 1 week, you were like, I'm tired. I was like, holy shit, dude. You're already over it.
Okay. That's because I'm fucking introverted. But like, no. Showing up into office and like having to keep my energy up the whole time. You don't get me?
Oh, I see what you mean. Is that why you were tired? It's not that you're just...
It's a combination of both, I'd say.
I get that. But I mean, it's nice though, right? Working
is nice.
Having a purpose, sort of.
Somewhat. I like seeing shit like being created or like changing as I do stuff. I'm like a very hands-on person. That aspect I like over school, if you like compare the two.
So you're like money?
I mean, money and fucking doing shit.
Yeah. But would you, let's say you work this job, I'm not saying the same company, but you like, I don't know, let's assume you're an engineer for 40 years. Would you still feel happy?
I probably wouldn't, just because I see other people like having a better life than me. Mm. Like just that fact alone, you'll be thinking in your head like, shit, things could be better, dude. I mean, that's what everybody's trying to go for. Just like a higher level.
Trying to ascend.
Yeah, bro.
Ben sounds high as fuck.
Yeah. Right,
that's valid. So you want to, what do you want to do? I know what you want to do.
I mean,
but plug it for the people so they know and then they'll follow you.
What so do you like? Nothing is out yet, but like travel vlogging. If any of you have seen Sam Calder, that shit is inspiring, dude.
What is, who is Sam Calder? I don't know who this is.
I guess he's somewhat of like a travel / like cinematography vlogger.
He does travel videos.
Yeah, basically. He just shows the fucking landscape, incorporates with the music, and like makes them match and tries to still tell a story through like all the videos he's taken.
Why do you want to do that?
You don't want to do it. No, I mean, baseline is, that shit's cool. Like, just conveying a message without really, without words, I feel like that is a lot more powerful because, like, with words, you could only take it a few ways. But with, like, imagery, people can perceive that, like, in many different ways. And I just think, like, that sort of creativity is what gravitates me towards it.
But why travel specifically?
I mean, traveling is fun. And also, it incorporates EDM, so.
What the fuck? I swear to God, dude. This guy, all he cares about is raving. You should just be a rave vlogger or like a rave, like fucking video person.
I mean, traveling itself is fun.
Would you rather be a travel vlogger or a DJ?
I mean, if I had the capability, I would be a DJ.
Then why the fuck do you want to be a travel vlogger?
I mean, I think a travel vlogger is more attainable because I would think that being a DJ is a little bit more saturated and more niche. Just the market for that is somewhat lower. But if I go for traveling, I do like traveling. It would be like somewhat easier compared to like...
Yeah, you like traveling, but can you travel?
Yeah, that might be difficult. No. I could definitely make time to travel, but it would be very limited because I have to work a 9-to-5.
Hmm.
I haven't fully thought this through yet.
Yes, that's apparent. So this
why do you want to be a travel vlogger? It's cool.
I get it though. You do travel like with your family, so you know I can see.
Yeah, that. Yeah. I've been traveling to a lot of different places, and I just like the fucking new culture, new vibes. Just I also like scenery in general.
But you like EDM more.
maybe a little bit more, dude. But
you should just be an engineer for raves,
dude. A light technician.
Yeah, me and Ben have talked about this, but like, dude, working for Insomniac, being the laser guys would be lit as fuck.
Dude, actually,
it's your job is
you go, you roll, so you know exactly what the people want.
Yeah.
And you're like laser now.
They're like, what's your work experience? I roll.
Yo, the things you have to think about. Yo, what lasers would be cool, dude?
That'd be lit. That would actually be kind of crazy.
Imagine if that was work for you, though. Like, you pull up to a meeting, and they're like, all right, guys, what lasers? I'd be like, yo, this is work, bro. That's lit as fuck. Like, let's just all roll and figure it out ourselves. Like, that's fucking dope.
All right, that's enough of your career.
Yeah, let's talk about yours, dude.
Mine?
Yeah. People want to know more about you guys.
I mean, what do you want to know about my career?
What do you do for a living, AJ?
For those of you who don't know, I am an EMT. I used to work on an ambulance, but now I am working in the ER at a hospital. And I basically am a bitch to the nurses and the doctors.
Do you enjoy your work?
You know, there's some aspects that are cool, but overall, not really. I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. It's nice helping people. Like, that's always cool. But, like, maybe it's just the way I get treated at work. Like, I'm literally everyone's bitch. Like, it just sucks. But at the same time, I think a 9-to-5, I mean, for me, it's 12-to-12. But it's not what I would want to do, personally.
Initially, you loved your job.
Yeah, initially, I loved my job. I was just, I think I was lying to myself a little bit. Not lying to myself. It's more of like,
you were lying to yourself.
Yeah, I was lying.
Be honest.
I was lying to myself because I was like, this is like the only thing I can do in my life, you know, like where I was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to work. And I realized that like work fucking sucks no matter what you're doing. If it's like for you have to work for someone else or you have to like do stuff that people tell you to do instead of like what you want to do, if that makes sense. And I think like over time, I was like, wow, I just hate being told what to do. Like in terms of like healthcare is cool. Like I would, you know, that's dope and shit, but I don't like how I'm literally everyone's bitch, if that makes sense.
So if you were working on your own and you did the same exact shit, would you enjoy it?
I'd enjoy it more, but I don't think it's my, it's not my passion. That's for sure. That's not what I'm not meant to be in this world to like be in healthcare. If that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like everyone, not everyone, if you find your shit early, then that's cool and all. But like, you know, for me, it like healthcare is just like it's like a stable thing, you know, it's a thing to fall back on.
What brought you into healthcare in the first place?
Well, I would never want, like, as much as like CS is cool and all that, I don't want to sit in front of my desk for 40 hours a week. Not that they do that. I know like a lot of people don't do that all the time, but it's like, it doesn't appeal to me. Like even as a kid, I always told myself, like, because I saw my dad do that because he was a programmer, and I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to sit in front of a computer all day. So I initially wanted to do research for like neural diseases and stuff, but then I hate writing. So like, and it's not very employable, so, unless you work in like a lab maybe, but I mean, I worked in an internship in a lab and I fucking hated it. So I was like, you know what? Let's just get more hands-on with this. And I decided to do healthcare and try it out. So I got my EMT license. It was pretty cool. It was definitely the most fun thing I've done, like work related. But after working for that long, I realized like, yeah, working's not it. Working to work because you have to work is not it.
Yeah.
That's what I realized. Yeah.
You know what's crazy though? There are people out there, like I know personally, that don't mind the 9-to-5 grind, because after the 9-to-5, like they're like, oh, I can do whatever I want with my time.
Yeah, on the weekends and stuff. Like they live for the weekends, basically.
Well, I mean, yeah, the weekends, but like even just after 5, they're like, oh, like if I just make a shit ton of money, I can just like do whatever I want. But I'm like, bro, if you're slaving yourself away from 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, how much real time do you actually have?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a majority of your time, well, I mean, if you're like an early bird, then you're like, I don't know, 7 to like onwards. But if you're not, it's probably like 10 or 11 onwards. I think for most people, it's like you wake up, take a little bit to wake up, eat breakfast, and then that's when your day is like started, right?
Mm.
If you're starting your shit with work and then you're working for like 8 hours and then you're cut off and then you're done with work and then you're good, and then you're doing the shit you want to do, you're already fucking tired. But like if you were to wake up, like get ready and eat breakfast or whatever, and then you were to do the shit like you want to do, like you're using your, I guess, like that time period of like where you have the most energy, like in just a better way.
Yeah.
So like I never understood people who were like, oh yeah, I can handle the 9-to-5 and then I'll just do whatever I want afterwards. Like, bitch, you're gonna be tired afterwards. Like it's fucking 5. You clocked out, you just had a full 8 hours of working. The fuck are you gonna do? Like watch TV? Like, is that what you wanna do? Like,
but I think it's like maybe they don't know that there's more to it than that.
I don't know, man. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't mind the 9-to-5. I mean, yeah. Just think about how many people have a 9-to-5. Like, I'm sure there's like a good number of people that just like not enjoy it, but like they're just like, this is life. And I'm like, dude, that doesn't have to be life, man. That's crazy.
I guess it's what you value.
Yeah, it's what you value. It's you know. Yeah. Well, I mean, like I get it. Like if for some people, like you're doing it for money and you need the money, like you don't have a choice. Like, you just have to do it, and I get it. But I think if you have the opportunity and the time to do something else, why not? You know, why fuck not? The 9-to-5.
Yeah. We always talk about how we hate the 9-to-5.
Dude, yeah, dude, deadass. Holy shit, like literally every day.
Welcome to the world, Ben.
Yeah, honestly.
That sucks.
The world does suck, dude. I think a big thing for me that I realized recently is the 9-to-5 sucks, but I think what I hate more about it is like, well, I mean, like I don't like working under someone and like waking up on someone else's time. Like that's like my biggest thing probably. But like something else I don't like that I realized recently is like the 9-to-5 is a very repetitive life. Even by the day, it's like I work, I go to the gym, I cook a meal, I eat, and then I relax for maybe like an hour or two, and I already have to go to bed. And that's like the same shit every single day. And then that's Monday through Friday, right? And then Friday and Saturday, like, it's like, oh yeah, like, let's have some real fun. Like, then we go out and drink or whatever. And then Sundays, like, recovery day, it's like, okay, let me like chill again. And that's when like you spend your time like just getting ready for the next week. But the thing is, that cycle is the same over and over and over and over again for literally 52 weeks of the fucking year, you know, like, literally every week. And like that's just going to happen for the rest of your life. Like, as long as you keep working.
Yeah, it's depressing.
It's so depressing. Like, I hate that I've become someone who looks forward to the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, like that's like, it's so ass. And like the only reason why I like college better, like I hate studying. I hate tests. Like, that's just whack. But I like college better because like your life is so like, I don't want to say unexpected, but there's just more variables to like what the fuck is going to happen during your day. Like, all you got to do is really go to class. And the rest of the day is like, dude, you can literally do whatever you want. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. Like your friends can hit you up to like go out, or like, I don't know, you can stay home all day. Like, it literally, like, you don't know. But I feel like lately, like, now that I've been working for a while, it's like I've been doing the same shit every fucking day for the past like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything kind of melds in together. Yeah. All the days just kind of like, oh, it's the weekend.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, it's Monday.
Yep.
Oh, it's fucking Friday. Oh, yep. It's a Monday.
Yep,
it's
exactly. Like,
God damn it.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Shit blows.
Yeah. But Ben, welcome to the world.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, you've made it this far. You know, maybe hopefully there's more in store for you, for all of us. So, yeah.
You're like a freshman of the real world.
Yeah. I know, dude. Aaron, what do you do for a living, bro?
So you work in digital marketing.
Yes, I work in digital marketing.
Digital marketing.
It's digital.
It's marketing, but digital.
Exactly. That's what I work in.
It's in the screen.
Yep. It's pixels. Pixel marketing.
You're the guy who, when I say I want Carl's Jr., then I go on Instagram and there's a Carl's Jr. ad.
Yeah. Like, I know how that shit works.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that real, though? Like, is that an actual thing?
Well, okay. Well, I don't know how to say this without getting shot. Like, it's not... Like, what I can say from my knowledge is it's not voice-based. It's not what off you... So when people say, like, oh, because I said it, it's not voice-based. It could be, but that much I don't know. That's up to the government, man. That's above me. Mm. But from what I do know, it's algorithm-based. So, like, it's more, like, based off your past searches. Mm. So, like, let's say you said Carl's Jr., but you searched on Google once Carl's Jr., like, they'll know that you searched that.
Yeah.
And then they'll serve you that ad.
And you're the guy just like, who does it go to?
Yeah.
For your company.
Yeah.
I see. You didn't want to do that as a kid, obviously.
No, definitely not as a kid. I didn't want to like do this shit.
Yeah, because on Facebook, you're a forward at RFC Barcelona.
Wait, is that really still in?
I don't know. But I know for a fact, like, when I look at my contacts, I think this is like your old contact.
Yeah.
It says forward at FC Barcelona.
That was my dream job, bro. I think, dude, if I could, yeah, I mean, if I could, I'd be a soccer player right now. That'd be lit as fuck. Damn, I guess I was dreaming big.
Yeah. Okay, you said I used to want to be a baseball player. But, yeah.
Four to FC Barcelona, that's funny as fuck.
What's a golfer, dude?
That's similar, but yeah.
That's funny.
But how did you get into it? Like, what led you to that path, really?
I mean, I think out of high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But like I knew off the bat, I didn't like a 9-to-5. I just didn't. I never liked the idea of a 9-to-5. That was whack. So I think like entrepreneurship was always of interest to me. So I started off as a business major. You know, obviously that got changed. The next best major I looked at, which would make me be able to graduate on time. But like, that's the honest truth. I just wanted to graduate on time. I didn't want to graduate a year later than everyone else.
You wouldn't pull a Ben.
I didn't want to pull a Ben, to be honest. I was like, I am class of 2020. I'm going to graduate class of fucking 2020. So the next best thing of interest to me was media studies. It was a major where I was like, okay, this actually matters in my life. We were learning about like the whole like privacy and like ad shit in class. And I was like, oh, like that's actually kind of cool.
But anyways, yeah, if I want Carl's Jr., I'm about to get Carl's Jr. in my feed. And that's you.
Yep. Exactly. that's all you have to know, really.
And you're not a forward at FC Barcelona.
I'm not a forward at FC Barcelona. Well, the thing is, like, let's say you get served an ad from, like, a company you don't like. Let's say it's, like, Nike, okay?
Okay.
Let's say you fucking hate Nike.
Yeah.
And they're advertising this specific shoe. Let's say it's a golf shoe.
Okay.
Because you're a golfer. If you fucking hate Nike, click on the ad, go to the website. Fucking maybe even, like, click add to cart and then just don't buy it. Mm. That's how you fuck with them. It's not going to do much because it's one person.
Yeah.
But still, if you fucking hate a company, just do it.
That's your boycott virtually.
Yeah.
So, AJ, you're done with girls, huh?
Oh, shit. This is what I wanted to talk to you about.
That was a complete 180, but okay, I'm ready for it. Let's go. What's up? Yes, I'm done with girls.
Oh, wait, sorry. Sorry to cut you off, but like I've been holding on to this question for like a month, and I just need to ask him. Or not a question, but like, this specific topic. So you've been saying that you're done with girls for a minute now, right?
Yes.
And I distinctly remember the day you said you were done with girls. I thought it was interesting. The day you said you were done with girls, you went to the gym with me.
Did I?
Ooh, you did.
Okay.
That's exactly why I was like, AJ, I want to ask you this fucking today. But we filmed with Johnny, so we
can't okay. it. I went to the gym with you.
The day you said you were done with girls, you came to the gym with me. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time you went to the gym in I don't even know how many months, bro. This motherfucker is so lazy. He just doesn't go to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. And that day you were done, you were like, you know what? I'll go to the gym. And then we went to the gym together.
Yes.
Why?
Why did I go to the gym?
Yeah.
I don't. I went to the gym because shit, I don't know. Probably just because I was like fed up with all of this like dating shit. And then I was like, you know what? It's time to focus on me.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the gym to get buff for more girls in the future.
No, it's an investment. It's an investment.
Maybe in my head, I'm like, all right, I'm pulling these subpar girls. I need to work on myself to get the on-par girls.
Oh, okay, I see.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, okay, the reason I'm done with girls, well, okay, like, the more logical reason is, like, I feel like I was wasting too much time talking to girls and texting them and, like, you know, going on dates when I could have used that time for other things. You know what I mean? Like, that's the more logical reason, and that's a big part of it. Like, I feel like I'm wasting my time. But another thing was, like, I kept going on fucking, like, terrible dates, man. And I didn't like it. Like, it was, like, and I think, well, maybe my filter is too low, probably. But, like, also at the same time, it's, like, you know what? I'm going to just work on myself. And if, like, I'm sure if I do better in my life, a better girl will come some other time in the future. But for now, it's time for me, I guess. That's what I was going for. Hey, I've been doing good, all right? I haven't been on Hinge. I haven't been talking to any girls that aren't my friends, I think. Right? Yeah. I haven't done
dude,
that.
I don't know. Before, you would keep swiping right, dude.
Yeah, I know. I was addicted.
Whenever I saw that shit, bro, I know. Saw that shit open, you were just like...
AJ was addicted.
I was addicted. And, like, you know. But I think for all you single men out there... Go to the gym.
And women.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. But yeah, for all you single people out there, go to the gym, go out and party, live your life, and fuck dating.
Yeah, fuck dating. Honestly, fuck dating. Things whack, bro.
Yeah.
Things whack.
I mean, if you're married and happy, cool. That's dope.
But. Are you happy, though? I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that.
But... I'm done. It's time for you to start, Ben.
Yeah, that's fact.
It's time for you to get in the world.
Ben, why won't you put yourself out there?
Just the amount of fucking time commitment, to be honest.
That's you do nothing all day. Come back from work and you lay in your bed and watch TikToks or the couch and watch TikToks.
Dude, motherfucker, you see me cook? I maybe go on TikToks for like 1 hour a day.
You see me, bitch, that's a necessity. You just gotta eat, bro. Like, what?
Hey, I also play games with you, too.
Okay, that is not a productive thing at all.
Nah, but,
are you just afraid of, like...
Nah, it's mainly because I don't have fucking shit to like put together a good profile.
No, but like if you really wanted to, like we could go out like on the weekend and get that shit together.
That's if I really wanted to.
Yeah, Ben, you've never told us like, hey, I need a fucking fire ass Hinge profile. Let's go take pictures. I mean, me and AJ, like, dude, fuck it. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that'd be fun as fuck.
Are you just not interested in dating at all?
I mean, down the line, I would be, but.
But currently, you're
currently not really.
When do you think you'll ever be interested then?
Oh, fuck. That's tough.
Good question. Good question, bro.
In your little GTA outfit.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you made me wear this, dude.
Ben, I know you're not going to the gym for the bros. Well, maybe you are. But, like, come on, dude.
Look, I think Ben is, bro.
Yeah, he might be, actually, yeah. Low-key.
I think the difference is, like, me and you go to, like, look better. It's for, like, aesthetics. Ben goes for strength. I'm like, you a pussy, bro? Like, wow. Who cares about strength, bro?
This motherfucker's about to sign up for the NFL Combine next year.
Deadass, bro. Like, what are you going to be strong for, huh? Like, who are you trying to impress?
I don't know. That shit's just cool. I like seeing numbers go up, bro.
You're not in the most optimal position to meet women, too, because you work in engineering, and engineering is, like, all dudes.
That's true. My workplace environment isn't too bad in terms of like diversity / like gender balancing, but like
naturally, yeah, it's harder.
Yeah, naturally it's harder. Naturally it's harder.
You haven't tried like talking to these girls, your coworkers?
I mean, not
like that.
Not like that, but I do talk to them. But hell of them are like either taken or engaged.
Oh,
they're pretty old.
Ben, have you ever liked a girl?
I'd say I had a crush on a few, but never talked to them. It's one of those things where, like, you see them around, but, like, you don't really...
Oh, you don't know them.
You don't know them.
So you just thought they were hot.
Maybe.
So have you, like, actually liked a girl, though? Like, yeah, like after you talked to her and, like, you knew her personality?
I don't think so.
Damn. Okay, is it, tough. Like, do you not talk to girls at all, really? Or is it just, like, you never
met a girl? I mean, I do talk to girls, but, like... Not that many.
Okay.
Like every once in a while, I'll come across like a few, and then
you just don't fuck with them.
Talk. I mean, I fuck with them, but like not in that way.
That's crazy. You're so opposite from AJ because like for AJ, it's like as long as they talk to him, he'll fuck with them. Like.
Yeah. But that's true.
Would you say your standards are high?
I might be it, but then again, I do like people who are like more mellowed down to earth type, and like those people tend to be like introverted.
Yeah, but you're introverted.
Yeah, I know.
So it's just fucked.
It's just too negative.
Yeah, you'll just never find each other then.
Yeah.
You guys are both going to be at a party in opposite corners.
Yeah.
They're on your phone weather app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girls are here. You know, you just have to be drunk enough, and I feel like you can talk to someone.
Nah, bro, Ben's not like that when he's drunk, though.
That's true.
I just want to have fun when I'm drunk.
I'm not either, though. I feel like you are like that.
Yeah,
like you get.
I'm like that all the time. It don't matter, but
okay. Yeah.
Well, not.
No, you're not like the sober.
Yeah, I'm not like that sober.
Yeah, but when you get drunk, you're just like, "Where the bitches at?"
Yo, at the rave, this motherfucker, we were like, it's for the boys, dude. As soon as he sees a girl.
Before beyond a rave, we were like, okay, this is a boys' night out. Like, no girls, bro. Like, we're all going to just have fun together. And I double checked with AJ. I was like, AJ, like, I pulled him aside. I was like, AJ, like, you know what this means, right? Like. He's like, yeah, bro, I got you. Don't worry. Motherfucker goes and finds a girl. Well, not even finds a girl. She was basically looking at everybody. But AJ was the one who was like, yo, dude, I want it. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? When it's a boy's night, I'm not looking anywhere. I'm looking at the lights, bro. I'm looking at the lights of my homies. But I know AJ's eyes is glued to ass.
I had a great time. That's all I could say. But yeah, that was fucked up on my end. But I mean, like, I don't do that anymore.
Nah, bro. I just feel like if a girl came up to you and was very forward, you wouldn't say no.
We gotta test this theory.
No, it's not test this theory.
Pay a girl to come up to me and see if I say yes or no.
I don't know if I'm gonna waste my money. Yeah, you're right. I don't know if I want to spend my money on something I know is true. Like, I'm basically buying you a hooker at that point. Like, like what? Like,
yeah, I won't lie. If a girl came up to me and I thought she was relatively cute, I would not say no.
Dude, relatively cute is out the window when you're off the substances, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because beer goggles is a thing. It's Molly a love thing. Is a thing.
The real thing, yeah.
And
Nah, bro, it's not, bro. I feel like if you have the self-control...
I don't have the self-control.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I don't have the willpower.
You know.
I have the willpower now sober, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. I'm not doing anything, but...
Yeah.
When I'm under the influence...
Honestly, I was very shocked when you said you were done with girls.
Why?
I just didn't think you had it in you.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. But I just... I mean, I was surprised myself. It's been nice, though. It's been nice. You know, just, like, not having to text someone and, like...
Dude, isn't that shit stressful for you?
It's not stressful. It's just more of annoying. Like, texting all the time. But I'm not a big texter, so... Unless I'm simping. Then I'll be a texter.
But that's, like, every time you talk to a new girl, though.
Yeah, this is why I don't talk to new girls.
Okay, yeah.
Until I learn how to stop doing that.
That's valid.
Yeah. You know what I mean? At least that's what my headspace is at.
Yeah. I remember when, like, after you broke up with your ex and, like, some time has passed, I was like, you know, AJ, like, maybe it's time to put yourself back out there again. Like, I told him to get on Hinge. Boy, like, I realized I fucked up. Like, after, oh my God, bro. Like, after I told him and then this motherfucker, like, started talking to girls, I was like, I fucked up big time, bro. Like, I was like, damn, I should not have said this to AJ. Like, knowing AJ, like, I should have known. Like, this motherfucker, as long as he got one message back, he's like, dude, like, yo, this girl's awesome. I'm like, dude, like, you don't even know her yet, man. Like, come on, let's wait a little bit. Like, nah, bro. Like, she's cool. She's cool. Like,
oh, man. I'm definitely helping out Hinge. I helped out Hinge for that month. Like, just off user. I don't know. I was Hinge's number one customer. No, I didn't buy anything, but yeah.
Yeah.
You were Hinge's top user, bro.
No.
I might have been. I don't know. If you check like hours on spent on app, like, yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. Like, AJ was a power user for sure. Like,
power user.
You know, people are like, I go on TikTok for 2 hours. Nah, I'm on it. I'm just there we go.
Oh man. It's okay. I think you're kind of out of it now. Well, you're a lot better than you were before now. Facts. Just by the fact that you've deleted Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to get on it.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
I don't know, Ben. You said, once I get the job, man, I'll make one. You got the job. Once I move out, dude, I'll make one. You moved out.
I did both of them at the same time.
Yeah, it's but what are you waiting
now,
for now?
Now you're waiting until you're 6 feet? Like, what the
fuck?
Like, what the fuck, dude?
Hey, don't worry, bro. It's coming.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
I mean, we don't have to force you into it, but, like, if you give a reasonable answer.
I mean, I'm not really waiting for shit. I don't really have an excuse. I could just do it.
But do you want
to? Yeah, you gotta want
to. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to. If you want to and you're just not doing anything about it, then you're
fucking up. Dude, I feel like I should, but that's the wrong mentality to go into it.
But do you want a girlfriend?
Currently.
Currently?
Like, right now. Like,
I don't know,
in this year of your life at 23.
I feel like I gotta figure shit out on my own first before I had, like, straight first into that shit.
You know what? I take that back. You don't. I know you don't want a girlfriend because you never had one. You don't really know. But I think you should at least know what the fuck it's like out there. I think that's something you need to do.
Yeah, you should at least go on some dates.
But isn't that the wrong mentality to, like, go into that shit
nah,
for?
Not at all. Dude, fuck that shit.
Because it's like, once you're ready or whatever, then like, you won't have that experience of what you do or don't want in a relationship. I'm not saying get in a relationship, but do or don't want in a person to be in a relationship.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
You also just have to like meet people to know what kind of people you like.
Facts.
You know, like you're it's never true. Gonna know unless you meet different types of people. You may think you like something, but you only know until you actually meet them.
That's valid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe don't go into it in the terms of like, I want to get into a relationship, but go into it thinking I need the experience.
Yeah. You just want to meet people, man.
Yeah.
All right. This weekend or like next weekend, fucking taking photos and shit.
All right, man.
Yeah.
All right, sick.
Figure shit out.
Yo, Hinge, fucking hire us, bro. at least sponsor us or some shit. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
yeah.
When you're on a date, Ben, if you were to go on a date. No. No, I'm just playing. When you go on a date, and for you, like, when you're on a date.
Okay.
Do you sit on the same side or on the opposite side?
Opposite.
I'm same side.
What?
Wait. Is this first date?
No, not first date. First day opposite.
Oh. I thought you were talking about first date.
Okay, no. First day opposite for sure. But I think if you're like, I think after you've established that like relationship, I am for same side.
Yeah, I'm for the same side. Okay. I'm for the same side.
Okay. Why though?
Dude, okay.
Well, are you for the single side or opposite side?
I would be for the opposite side.
Dude, I used to be too though. Like even as a high schooler, even like a college kid, I'd be like, why would you sit on this? Even when in public, when I see people sit on the same side, I'm like, dude, what the fuck are they doing? That's weird. But I just realized it's just like, it's just so much more convenient. Yeah. And like, it's just nicer. Like I feel like opposite side, like I think first date is nice because like you have a lot of like face-to-face interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But like same side is just more comfortable. Like even as like dude, like dining table, right? Even as like friends, when we're eating dinner, if you were to sit in front of me directly,
yeah, that's weird.
It's more, I mean, it's not weird, but like it's more weird than if we were to sit side by side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like when you're dating someone for like a little bit, like it's just more comfortable sitting on the same side as them.
Yeah, dude, but out in public you would definitely not sit like side to side if you're with your homies.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, if you're with your homies, that just sucks.
Yeah, like, it's fucking weird.
Why not, dude? It's 2022.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Who cares?
Yeah, okay. My fault.
I get that, but yeah, because you can do one of these.
Oh, no, so that's not why. Okay. Thumbnail.
Wait, so you think it's more intimate?
I mean, it is.
It is more intimate. Same side is more intimate for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's also just more comfortable.
Yeah. Let's say you're sharing food. You don't got to be like,
yeah,
like dishing it off to the other side. You can just be like, oh, I'm going to pick at it.
Yeah.
Like, and then type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I also think it's weird that like, if you're sitting on opposite sides, like you have to stare at them when you're talking to them, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But it's just so much easier, like, eating food. So, it's just so much easier, like, eating food and, like, talking to them like this, you know? It's one of these, not like a one of these.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
It's just so much easier just one of this. I don't know.
That's true.
But yeah.
Yeah, but Ben, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, but Ben, that's what you gotta figure out on your own, though.
That's true.
Like,
that's
you gotta go on a date and then realize that shit yourself.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro. Even if
he goes on experience, I can see Ben as the opposite side kind of guy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because I don't feel like you like that. I don't know, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta figure that shit out.
We all don't know.
Wait, Ben, what's your top love language?
I don't think I've taken that.
You haven't talked to enough girls.
No.
Literally, like, if you talk to girls, within a month, they'll make you take that shit, dude.
The girls I've talked to told me to take the rice purity test, bro.
What's your rice purity score?
Fuck, it's been a while, but like, it's, I think it's like 90. No,
you're in the
90s. No. Is it out of 100?
Yeah, but like,
don't. Okay, no, it's not 90. It's not 90.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah. There's cap.
No, it's definitely not 90.
What's your rice purity score?
I haven't taken this in like a year, but.
God damn it.
I think it was like 58 last time I checked.
58?
But I think I've experienced a lot of things since that.
God damn it. Okay, never mind. Should we all just take it?
Let's just take it.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, what's your rice purity score?
It was 71.
Holy shit.
Wow, you're a saint.
You are a saint.
I don't know if you can say that, bro.
You're a saint in some ways, not some other ways.
Yeah.
Well, what's your rice purity score?
41.
Damn, okay.
What's yours?
33.
Oh my God.
Yo, you're fucking dirty, bro.
I'm not dirty, though. I feel like we've done the same shit, probably. There must have just been a couple that were different. It either has to be the drug shit or like the
cop stuff.
Maybe the cop stuff.
Yeah, maybe the cop stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've never had the cops call on you?
I have.
Oh,
at like
me too.
Parties and stuff.
It was just like noise complaint shit.
Yeah. But they've never questioned me or handcuffed me.
I've never been handcuffed either.
Or arrested.
Someone here has been handcuffed and arrested.
We're not going to say who.
Well, ladies, if you want a wholesome guy with a 71 rice purity score, Benno is the guy.
Yeah, he's the man. What do you think is like, I don't even think, does that even matter really? Like,
dude, okay, but the thing is, I feel like if you've been in a relationship, there's no way you can be above 50.
Yeah, a lot of that was like sexual.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be below 50 as long as you've been in a relationship.
Unless they're Christian and
okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that's facts though. That's true. All right, welcome to the next last segment of Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would you rather have to call everyone daddy when talking to them or randomly moan 5 times a day? Like, type of moan. You know what I mean?
Right now, I'm thinking about like work context.
Yeah, me too. I'm thinking about work.
No, but
yeah.
Either way is fucked up because like,
it's fucked.
Yeah.
I'd rather do daddy.
Really? You're talking to your boss and you're like, okay, daddy.
But I think it's easier if you do it to everybody where I can just be like, hey, I have this condition. Hey, I'm like mentally ill. Like,
yo.
I literally can't control it. I'm going to have to call you daddy. And then at least they know I do it to everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
If I moan randomly, I don't even know how to cover that up because it's random.
You
it's
can like, cover it with fucking Tourette's.
Okay, I don't want to do that.
So okay. You'd rather call fucking people daddy.
What would you do, Ben?
No. First, what would you do?
No, I'm asking you.
Fuck.
You can't put it back on me.
I gotta think, dude.
Either one's fucked for your work.
Either one is fucked.
Man, it's not that deep, bro.
Yeah. It's not that deep. I mean, I could say moaning just because I can play it off as like Tourette's. Technically, it would be in the same category.
Oh, you think Tourette's is a joke?
No. When did I say it was a joke, bro? Involuntarily.
You're like making a noise.
Yeah.
It's like a twitch kind of.
Yeah. But like you're just calling everybody daddy, bro.
That's fine though. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I think I'd call everyone daddy because I think that's funny. Instead of me moaning, like if I were to moan, like let's say I'm giving this like, I don't know why the fuck I'd be giving a speech. And it's emotional and I'm like oh my god, like that shit, like what the fuck, that'd be weird.
Is that how you moan?
Yeah maybe.
we're 3 straight males. You know it's bad when you
that's not a good sign when you start with they're 3 straight males.
you know we're 3 straight males, right? we're all heterosexual males, correct? I'm just making sure. Yeah.
Just stop doing this shit, bro. Yeah.
We're all heterosexual males, but have you ever like wondered like could I be gay?
Oh, for sure I've wondered that.
Okay, yeah, me too. All right.
You too? Dude. You're homophobic.
Yeah.
I'm not homophobic. Why are you spewing out fake shit like that, dude?
Nah, dude. Every time we touch you. Okay, that sounded weird.
Yo, you see how weird that shit is? Yo, it's on camera now.
Nah, but if the boys touch you, it's like, it's just for fun, bro. It's just jokes, for fun. Man.
It's not like I'm not trying to like, you know, do like something terrible to you.
I don't know about you guys, bro.
Nah, bro, come on.
It's just friendly touching.
Y'all got me by the pants, bro.
But that's just because you hate it so much. And that's just, I don't understand. Like, why do you hate it so much?
Don't make me homophobic, bro. That makes me scared of you two, dude.
I'll take it. You're inferior to us. I'll put that. sure, sure. Okay.
He's bottom?
Yeah, you're a bottom bitch.
No, I for sure wondered if I was gay.
Yeah, I think that's a very natural... Dude, I know there's going to be a shit ton of fucking guys in the comments like, bro, that's sus, bro. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Nah, dude, shut the fuck up. I know you've thought about it. Like, don't even fucking lie to me.
Yeah, it's for sure come across my mind. It's like, do I like dick?
Yeah.
And then, no, I don't.
Yeah. you get your answer one way or another. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Like, you figure it out, but, like, you got to figure that out, you know?
Yeah.
And then, shit, like, if you do like dick, then... That's just when you're gay. Like, yeah, you know, it's just,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It just happens. Ben, do you know? He doesn't
wait,
know.
Wait. How did you guys?
Like, no, see, that's what we can't talk about.
No, yeah. Okay.
We've all just come to our own conclusion.
Yeah. You got to figure it out yourself.
Based off of what I imagined, I'm straight for sure.
It's like the Katy Perry song, like, I kissed a girl and I like.
Exactly. You just don't know.
I mean, I've never been in that situation. I've been close to that.
I'll kiss you.
Okay, I'm good.
It's more sus, Ben, that you have not seen our dick.
I don't think so, dude. I don't think so, bro.
Dude, honestly, though, I think if you're a close, like, friend group of guys, you have to see each other's dicks.
Yeah. No sus. Nothing sus, bro. It's just like, it's a comfortable, like, you know what?
Yeah, it's just the boys.
It's just the boys, man.
So I will say, go.
My college freshman year roommate, like, he's the one who brought that up to me. He's like, you haven't seen your boy's dicks? I'm like, nah, bro, that's weird. And that's when I would say that, but in my head, I'm like, damn, bro, like, you know what? it shouldn't be that weird, bro. Like, it's just like, it's your boys.
It's like going to a locker room and everyone's naked. It's like, all right, there's nothing wrong with
this. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So my argument, I know you guys heard this before, but like, if it happens unintentionally, I'm fine with that. Like,
no, think about it. Nah, it's like, if we all went to the sauna.
Like, if we all went to the sauna, I wouldn't have a problem. But like, if you're fucking whipping that shit out, or like trying to fucking strip me, bro, I find a problem with that, dude.
Who the fuck says we do that? We don't do that.
Yeah, come on, bro. What are you talking about? Why are you making false assumptions right now?
I don't know, dude. I was sitting right here. Ben, if you don't fucking look at my dick right now, I'm gonna fucking make you touch it.
Dude, David Lim, why would you tell him? David Lim, bro. David Lim, why would you do that, David Lim? Okay, so you do it, or not do it, but like, you would be okay with it if it happened unintentionally.
Yeah, okay. Now you're gonna play it off as unintentional, bro. You're gonna fucking flop your dick around.
Okay, see, but why are you so against it? It's just like,
Okay. I mean,
it's just flesh, bro. You've seen my toe. What's the difference?
Yeah, I think a nutsack is different from like the tip of your dick.
Whoa.
Wait, what? No. Okay.
Different from the tip of your dick.
I've seen Richard walk around. He'd fucking go like fucking goat's brain or some shit, and then I would just be spacing out. I'd look, fucking his ball sack is right in front of my face, bro.
Okay.
No, but like,
we're not gonna put each other's ball sacks in front of our faces, but like,
No. I was scarred from that shit, but like, I don't know, dude. Maybe because
I'm not saying like go and see every stranger's dick, like that's weird. Okay, but like, your close homies, I feel like you guys should like just see each other's dicks at least once, bro.
That's how you know you're a true homie.
Yeah. There's nothing that I feel like there's no greater bond than that. Like, you know, you see each other naked. It's just like that. That's everything.
It's a primal instinct.
Yeah. That's how you know you're like truly tight. You just see each other's genitals.
Don't you think that just happens naturally though?
Nah, it's like, all right, boys, we're just doing it. And they're like, all right, fuck it. And then we do it. And then you're like, all right. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, honestly, like, you live your life after that. Like, nothing is different.
Honestly, it's more sus not wanting to see it because it's like, oh, maybe you might get hard or something, and then that's weird.
Yeah.
But if you know for a fact you're not going to get hard, then you don't.
But so your guys' argument is that you would want to see your own homies' fucking dicks because you guys are tight.
Just the close homies.
Yeah.
I don't want to see acquaintances and like, like other friends like dicks. I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, I don't want to see that shit. But I feel like if you're close homies and you already know like everything about each other, like, but like your dick is like, you know, this one like gray area, so that shouldn't be a gray area.
Do you think it makes you closer?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your argument?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you this straight up. If you can't be sus with the homies, then you're not true homies.
That's facts.
You gotta be sus.
That's facts.
It's true.
I feel like I'm on a porn set.
No, but it's true. It's like, it's the ultimate, like, it's not serious. It's not like, oh yeah, like, I really think you're hot. It's just like a funny way of saying like, I appreciate you type shit. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
yeah.
so
But the fact
sus.
That you're so against that
is sus.
Is sus. Like, like, why are you against it? You like it or something?
Think
like,
about all the other on? People who think the same exact way, but they're not all gay.
What?
No, think about no, there are so many people out there who have the same mentality as me. They're not all gay.
Do that.
It's just a sign of affection, like AJ was saying.
Yeah, it's just a sign of affection, man. If you can be sus with the homies, it's like saying like, I think you look good, but I'm gonna say it in a funny way.
It's not that deep, bro. You're making this way too serious than it needs to be.
It's just guys showing each other their own fucking genitals, man. There's nothing wrong. That's not a fair.
That was episode 12 of the Bella Boys podcast. We had our special guest, homophobic Ben. I'm just kidding. That was episode 12 of the Bella Boys podcast. We had our special guest, Benjamin O, who is now our roommate. Yep. Leave your questions, comments, and concerns in the comments concerns. Below.
Why would they have a concern?
I don't know, man. Maybe like, dude, maybe like, stop wearing wife beaters. Who knows? That was wife beater episode. But yeah, let us know what you want us to talk about. As always, Discord may be coming soon. We'll keep you guys updated.
Ben, you have anything to say to the
oh yeah, Ben?
Crowd?
You, anything to plug? If you need a girlfriend, we get like 2,000 people watching these YouTube videos. That's maybe is or a boyfriend. I can't tell at this point. So. You want a partner? There's around 2,000 people watching these, so.
Nah, dude. Thanks for having me. All
right, let's get tacos.
All right, bet.
Flex the bicep for the girls one time.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Flex, man. Or the guys.
Or the
guys. Get out of here, bro.